ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yehuda Schoenfeld. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Sorel Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Beis. The Mishnah over here begins with the dinim of Shalei Lishma. The Gemara in the beginning of Zvachim, Daf Beis, starts with the dinim of Shalei Lishma by Zvachim. And the Gemara over there is Meirich to bring Mekairos for each type of Zevach, if it's Pasol, if it's Kasher, V'le'alu, if it's Kasher. The Gemara is Meirich over there. And later on in Zvachim and Daf Samachay and Samachvav, it discusses the dinim of Shalei Lishma by Oifos, by Chatas Oif and Eilas Oif. What's the din if you're Mechashev Shalei Lishma? Over here in Menachos Daf Beis, we come to the dinim of Shalei Lishma by Menachos. Tosfos over here is Meirich to bring him a kar that is a psul of Shalei Lishma by a mincha, a psul of Shalei Lishma by Oifos. Ayin Sham, what exactly the makar is. But Al Kapanim, our mission over here is now discussing the dinim Shalei Lishma by Menachos. Now, as a general hakdama for the dinim of Shalei Lishma, it's Yidua, it's well known, the famous Hakira of the Achreinim. What's the gather of a machshava Shalei Lishma that passels the karbon? Is it the pshat because the karbon needs to have Lishma? And when you're mechashev Shalei Lishma, so you're missing in the Lishma. You're not being mechashev Lishma. And that's what passels it, because it's missing in the Lishma. Or is there more? It's not the pshat, it's missing Lishma. Lo'ilam, it's not missing Lishma. The Lishma stays. Like the Gemara says in the beginning of Zvachim, Zvachim are stama Lishma naimdin. And the Lishma is always there. It's a machshava peiseles that passes the karbon. A machshava shalei lishma is like a machshava peiseles. It's similar to pigul, that the machshava itself passes, but not because it's missing the lishma. This is the hakira of the achrayinim. Rav Elchanan in Chelek Beis, Simen Chav Beis, he brings a raya from Tosfos over here in Menachos on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. Tosfos over there compares the dinim of lishma to tzitzis. Tosfos says that if you have tzitzis that was made l'shma and shalei l'shma, it was made l'shem tzitzis and also l'shem nisayin. You were testing the tcheles to see if it's the right color. So it's l'shma and shalei l'shma. Tosfos says it's a chesaron, it's pasul, it's not kosher tzitzis. Just like minchosh, it comes to l'shma and shalei l'shma. Our Mishnah tells us that l'shma and shalei l'shma is pasul. So who had din by tzitzis, if you have a machshava l'shma and shalei l'shma, it pasuls. Now Rav Elchanan brings down from Rav Chaim, who asks on Tosfos, what's the dimyon tzitzis to karbonos? My karbonos, a machshava shalei lishma is a machshava paiseles. But she'en came by tzitzis, there's no din that shalei lishma passels tzitzis. All it is that you have to have tzitzis made lishma. And if you're machashav shalei lishma, so you're missing in the asiyo lishma. But hey, in a case where you're mechashev lishma and shalei lishma, so you have lishma, who said that shalei lishma passels? You have lishma, that should be enough. Only by kabbonis, where the machshava is a machshava paiseles, so even if you have lishma, if there's also a machshava shalei lishma, that passels the karbon. But by tzitzis, where you need, all you need is to have a din lishma, so if you had a machshava lishma, if you also had machshava shalei lishma, mehechetesi, that should passel. This is what Rav Elchanan brings down from Rav Chaim, who asked on this kash on Tosfos. So Zakhar Rav Elchanan, but that's not Tosfos, we have to say that Tosfos is understood by Kabbonis, it's also like that. By Kabbonis also, it's not a machshava peiseles. The pshat why Shalei Lishma is possible is because when you're mechazev Shalei Lishma, you're missing in the machshava Lishma. It's not pro Lishma. That's what passels. The same way by tzitzis, it's possible because it's missing in Lishma. So too by Kabbonis, that's the way it works. It's because it's missing Lishma. And by Lishma and Shalei Lishma, that's also a chesaron in being brought Lishma, because there's also mixed in over here a machshava Shalei Lishma. Because Rav Elchanan teaches that Lishma means you have to be miyached the karbon for this inyan. You're bringing a shlamim, you have to be miyached this karbon for a shlamim. So if you're mechashav Shalei Lishma, that takes away from the yichud of shlamim when there's also an asiyah here for a different karbon. But Al Kapanim, Rav Elchanan is saying that Tosfos is muchach, that the gather of the ptur of the psul Shalei Lishma is that because it's missing in Lishma. Now the stipler in the beginning of Zvachim and Simen Beis, he brings that Rashi in Zvachim over there is also muchach like this yisoid. Because Rashi on Beis Amid Beis in Zvachim, and again, and even more clear on Daf Gimel, says on Daf Gimel Menalef in Divrei Maskil, the Lav Mino, Rashi says that when you're mechashev l'shem chulin, which the Gemara over there says, is considered a machshava delav mina, and therefore a loy machriv ba. It's not a machshava peseles because it's not mina. It's not the same mina as kachim. Rashi explains, ve'ein shmoi nitvas ala zevach la'akir shmoi mimenu. Since it's lav mina, the shmoi of chulin can't be nitvas ala zevach la'akir shmoi mimenu. Rashi's mashma that in a case when machshava shleil shmo is nitvas, the way it works is that the korban you're mechashev for is nitvas, and that is oiker the lishmoy that was in this korban. If you have a oila and you shechta l'shem shlamim, so the shem shlamim is nitvas in the korban, and that is oiker the lishmoy of oila that was till now in the korban. So it's like this yisoy that the reason why it's possible is because now it's missing in the lishmoy of the oila. Through the machshava shalei lishmoy, it's nitvas this new shem, and that's poigim and oiker and mekalkel the lishma that was here until now. So this is how Rav Chanan and the Stabler are learning that the gedder of shalei lishma by kachim is because it's missing in the lishma. However, it's yidua the briskerov in Perek Dalid, mehilcha is ma'isik abanos halacha yud aleph is ma'irich to prove that the gedder of shalei lishma is that it's a machshava b'seles, like just like pigel. And this is like Rav Chanan brings down from Rav Chaim, his father, who said this pshat, that it's a machshava peiseles. And Rav proves that the din stama l'shma, that the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Beis Amud Beis says that karbanis are stama l'shma. He says that there's no way to be oiker that. A karban is automatically nikrav l'shma. There's no way to be oiker the l'shma of a karban. And it's always l'shma. And even when you're mechashev shalei l'shma, it can't be oiker the l'shma. All it is, it's a machshava peiseles. The lishma stays, but it's exerts a kasev, just like pigol passels, a machshava shalei lishma passels, or sometimes makes like alu, but it's machshava that passels. This is the side of the briskerov. So we have here a tremendous machlekes, what the gedder of shalei lishma is. And Mochanon and the stipler are saying that the way it works is because through the machshava shalei lishma, it's now oiker the lishma, and the chesaron is because you're missing lishma, and the briskerov, and also Rav Chaim, they're learning that it's a machshava peiseles. It's not missing lishma, it's machshava peiseles, and that's what passes the karbon. And now let's start the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins that kol menachosh nikmatzu shalei lishman k'sheirois elo shalei olu lebailim l'shem choyva chutz mi'minchas choytei u'minchas kenois. Or minchas choytei and minchas kenois have a psul of shalei lishma, and all of the menachos are kosher. And then the Mishnah continues with the din of lishma and shalei lishma. And the Mishnah gives an example, Ketzah l'shman v'shalei l'shman, l'shem minchas choyte u'l'shem minchas nedova. And shalei l'shman u'l'shman l'shem minchas nedova u'l'shem minchas choyte. So, I saw in the Sefer Minchas Avraham, he points out that this Mishnah is a chiddush. The Mishnah is mavur that if someone has minchas choyte and is mechashiv l'shem minchas nedova, that would passel. The Mishnah brings an example of l'shman shalei l'shma, where you're mechashiv l'shem minchas nedova. Now there's no such mincha called minchas nedova. Minchas nedova is a klal for a lot of different menachos, like machvas, macheshes. So why should such a machshava passel the mincha? This is a chiddush that a shem minchas nedova, which is not a shem karbon, it's not a specific mincha, afa pika and nika passel the karbon. This is what the Minchas Avram points out. Now l'chayra, l'fi, what we just said over from the Biskirov, that the gather of a psul shalei l'shma is that it's a machshava peiseles, so then it's more understood, because en chanami it's a chiddush, but such a machshava can also passel. Machshava is minchas nedova can also passel. But the way we said over from Rav Chanan and in the stapler, that the chesaron is because it's missing in the l'shma, and the way it works is, like the stipler brought from Rashi and Zvachim Daf Gimel, is that it's nitzvas, the machshava shaloi lishma, and that is poigim, that takes away from the lishma of the karbon. So this is a much bigger chiddush that it could be chal such a machshava. It could be chal the shame minchas nedova in the mincha, and that will take away from the lishma of minchas choyte. L'chayra, if there's no such karbon, how could it be nitzvas, such a shame, to be poigim in the lishma? Now, the MS, the Mishnah is Stamshver. The Karinayro, he asks that the Mishnah says by Minchas Nedova, if you're Koimetz or Mincha Shalei Lishma, it's Ksheres. And Rashi explains in the beginning of the Mishnah, Kigoin, a Machvas or a Macheshes, Mashem Machvas. And like this is like what Reb Shimon says on Amud Beis, that minchas machvas l'shem racheshes, or a racheshes l'shem machvas, is also a problem of shalei l'shma. And it's all the bailam l'shem chayva. Now, Frank de Karen Eiro, machvas and racheshes are all one kedusha. All it is different ways to bring the mincha, but they're all one kind of kedusha. So, mehechet teisi, that they're also shalei l'shma would passel, or would make that all the bailam l'shem chayva. By Zvachim, where you do Eilu L'Hashem Shlamim, a Shlamim is a completely different Kedusha. So over there, it said the din of Shina Kodesh, that it either passels or makes Eilu L'Bailim L'Hashem Chayva. But over here, you thought Machvas L'Hashem Acheshes, which is all within the same Kedusha. There's no Chilik Be'etzem in the Kedusha between Machvas and Acheshes. So Mehechet Teisi, and over here also, there's such a psul of Shalei L'Shma. And the Chazanish asks even more, that Ma'ishna, from shechting oilas para, l'shem oilas keves. If you have two different type of animals, the same kedushas oila, or vada, there's no problem of machshava shalei l'shma, because it's all kedushas oila. So ma'ishna machvas and marcheshes from a para and a keves. As a fact of Chazanish, this is brought on in Kama, Simen Chav Zayin, Ois Beis. Later on in Daf Gimel. And the Karen Eira on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph asks even more. The Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph says that Shitas Reb Shimon is that Kivusa Demana Lav Kvamu. If someone is Kaveya, which type of Keli he's going to bring his Mincha in? If he says, I'm going to bring a Mincha in a Machvas, it's not Kaveya. And if he brings it in a Machashas, it's Yatsa. So you see, Mefurish, if you're Yotza from a Machvas to Machashas, Al Karchach, it's one big Kedusha. It's Muchach, it's one Kedusha. Like Reb Shimon, it's for sure one Kedusha. And Aval Pikein, Reb Shimon is Mavor, that it's a Etzemach is a Shinei Kodesh. Reb Shimon, he argues because it's Machshava de Minkara, like will Amrit Hashem see. But Al Kapanim, it's Mavor in Reb Shimon that it has a din Shinei Kodesh. So why is a Machvas to Shem Machashas a Shinei Kodesh? This is the Shailah of the Achreinim. We have to say that even though you're right, it's taka one big kedusha, but afal pikein, it said the din of shine kodesh. Mibalt, each one has its own dine asiya. Each one has its own way to bring it. The machvas in its kli, a machashas in its kli, that itself makes a chilek between them. That if you're machashe from one to another, it's a problem of shalei l'shma. Even though you're right, it's one korban, it's one kedusha. But that alone, that it's separate, dine asiyah, that can make a problem of shalei l'shma. This is a tremendous chiddush, but this is what we're mukhrich to say. So hakapanim, going back to the diag we started off with, from the Minchas Avram, that our Mishnah is mavor, that even on a machshava l'shem minchas nedava, which is just a shame klali, could also be a machshava shalei l'shma. L'chayra is a big chiddush, so we could be masber this a little better, like feel what we're saying now. We're just masber that machvas and machashas are besoid one kedusha and one karbon. All the only chilek is in the dine asiya, but be'etzem it's the same kedusha. So now it's a little better that when you're machashas l'shem minchas nedava, you're right, it's be'etzem kreilo different karbonis, but the kedusha is one. There's one kedusha by minchas nedava for all of them. It's just chilukim in the asiya. So that's why it could work if you have machshavas on a minchas nedava, it could be nitfas, the shame minchas nedava, and through that be poigim in the lashma that was in the mincha until now. This is still a chiddush, but al kapanim now it's more understood. But for this yisoy, that really it's all one kedusha, and the only reason why there's a psul shalei l'shma is in the chiluke dine asiya, but be'etzem it's one kedusha. So therefore, the shame quality of this kedusha is minchas nedava, and that's why it could be passed such a machshava. Now, k'ein this yisoid we find in the Gemara, because the Gemara begins l'amili lemisna ella, listeni v'loy alu lebaylam l'shem chayva. Why the Mishnah stick in the word ella? So the Gemara answers hakam ashmalon lebaylamu d'loy alu l'shem chayva hamincha gufa k'sheira pa'aser l'shenuya k'derava. The chiddush is that all that's missing is that it's loy alu lebaylam l'shem chayva. Ha mincha gufa k'sheira. Now the Tayyar HaKodesh points out that this same Gemara we have in the beginning of Zvachim. And over there there's a Shinei in the Nusach of the Gemara. Over there the Gemara asks the exact same Kasha, and the Gemara answers, HaKemash Milan, Labayla Modulai Allah L'Shem Chayva, HaBikdusha Sayu, Kaimi, Ba'asa L'Shnuyei. Over here our Gemara says, HaMincha Gufa Ksheira. Over there the Gemara says, HaBikdusha Sayu, Kaimi. What's pshat in this chilek of the Nusach, the Lashin of the Gemara? So Zog the Tayyar HaKodesh, there's taka a chilek. By Zvachim, L'mashal, O'ilo, L'shem, Shlamim. Over there, you would have Havamina that it lost its Kedusha. Because Mipalth, he had a Machshava L'shem, Shlamim, which is an entirely different Shem Kedusha than an O'ilo. So that could uproot the Kedusha's O'ilo. That would be such a Havamina. Zog the Gemara, no. Bikdusha Sayu Kaimi, it still has the Kedusha's O'ilo, it didn't lose the Kedusha's O'ilo. Pashen came by Menachos, over here, where you're Mechashiv, Machvas, L'shem Achashas, like the Tayyar HaKodesh, it's all one Kedusha. Like we said over before, it's one Kedusha. So over there, there is no Havamina by us that it lost its Kedusha. Machvas and Achashas are the same Kedusha. The only Havamina would be that it maybe passes the Mincha because it's a Machshava Shalei L'shma, because he had a Shinoi in a different Mincha with different Dine Asiyah. But Be'etzem the Kedusha of Adah would stay. So this Tayyar HaKodesh is being medayed the Gemara, like this Yisoid was saying, that Machvas and Machashas are all one Kedusha, and the Psol Shalei L'shma is only because they have different Asiyahs. Now we see from the Tayyar HaKodesh that he understood the Lashon of the Gemara in Zvachim that says, B'Kedushasayu Kaimi, that's coming Lafuke to say that it didn't lose its original Kedusha. If it was a Oila and you shechted it L'shem Shlamim, it still has Kedusha's Oila. It's B'Kedushasayu Kaimi that the Kedusha's Oila is still there. It didn't lose the Kedusha's Oila. The Shita Mekubetzes over there in Zvachim, in Oiz Gimel, explains the Gemara like this. He says that that's what B'Kedushasayu means, that the Kedusha's Oila remains. And the Chavetz Chaim in Lekutei Halachos, which we'll Mitzvah Hashem mention momentarily, also learns the Gemara that that's what B'Kedushasayu means. But we should point out that L'chayra, L'fi the Brisker Rav, that Machshava Shalei L'shma is Machshava Peiseles, L'chayra, we have to teach the Gemara different. There would be no Havamina that it lost its Kedusha. When you think Oila L'shem Shlamim, maybe it should lose Kedusha's Oila and now turn into Shlamim. Because the Brisker Rav was Miyasid, that the Stama L'shma stays. A Karban is always Hukrav L'shma. It's impossible to be Oiker the L'shma of a Karban. The only thing a Machshava Peiseles could do, a Machshava Shalei L'shma do, is that it passes the Karban. It doesn't get rid of the Din L'shma. The Din L'shma is built into the Karban, and it's there, and you can't get rid of it. So L'chayra, there would be no Havamina that it lost its Kedusha, and now turned into Shlamim. L'chayra, L'fi the Brisker Rav, we're going to have to teach the Gemara different. We're going to have to say, B'Kedusha Sayu Kaimi, that it's still Kaddish, and it still has Kedusha's Karban. In other words, it's still a Kasher Karban, and it didn't come Pasol. But we can't explain that it still has Kedusha's Oila and didn't lose that Kedusha and turn into Shlamim, because L'chayra, there is no such Havamina, because Kedusha's Oila cannot be switched. That's L'chayra what we have to say L'fi the Brisker Rav. And then it will come back, the Shaila of the Tayyar HaKodesh, what's Pshat, the Gemara over here, switch the L'shaynais. By us, it doesn't say B'Kedusha Sayu Kaimi, it says Mincha Gufa Ksheira. Now, the Gemara brings down the memory of Rava. Rava says, Oila Sheshachta Shalei L'shma, Asr Lizrek Dama Shalei L'shma. If you did a Shechita Shalei L'shma, so you cannot do the Zrika Shalei L'shma. Now the Lekutei Halachos from the Chavetz Chaim, in the beginning of Zvachim, says that this Lashon of Rava, Asr Lizrek Dama Shalei L'shma, is Lav Dafka. So at the Chavetz Chaim, who had din, it's Asr to do the other Avodos. It's Asr to do Kabbalah, Hilacha, Lizrek Dama Shalei L'shma is Lav Dafka. He says, Efshar, the Gemara said Lizrek Dama because that's the Iker Zevach is the Zrika, so the Gemara chapped on to that Lashon, Lizrek Dama Shalei L'shma. Or maybe, Zog the Chavetz Chaim, it's a Chiddush, that even if all the Avodos up to the Zrika were all Shalei L'shma, Afal Pikein, Asr Lizrek Dama Shalei L'shma, this is the last Avodah, that's also Asr Lizrek Dama Shalei L'shma. Al Kapanim, the Chavetz Chaim is saying that the Lashon of the Gemara is Lav Dafka. Now this is Mefurish, by us in Rashi. Rashi, by us, when he says Asr L'shnuyeba, he gives an example, Kagoinim Avar Vekamsa Shalei L'shma, Rashi says, Asr Lases Koimetz Bekli Shalei L'shma. Now this avodah of putting a kremet into a kli, that's like Kabbalah by a carbon. And Rashi is saying that that's what the Gemara means, also l'shnuyim bo. So this is mefurish like the Chofetz Chaim. Now the Chofetz Chaim has another shayla over there in the beginning of Zvachim. What's the din of being mechashiv now, shine bailim? Over here the Gemara says, also l'zik damash l'lel l'shma. Does that mean only shine kodesh? That you can't have another machshava shalei l'shma for another carbon? But shine bailim you could have. Or also a shine bailim is also included in this iser. Now the MS the Tyrus HaKodesh and Zvachim and Davzainam and Beis, he already has the same Shailah, and he's Masber the Shailah of the Gemara. Because the Gemara in Zvachim and Avav says that the Korban is not Miratzeh for the original Bailim. A Korban that was brought Shalei Lishma, which is Kosher, but Loi Alu the Bailim Shem Choyva, is not Miratzeh anymore for the Bailim. So that's the Makom for the Safik. He's still the Bailim, but there's no Ritzeh happening for him. So is there an Isser to think L'shema another Bailim? Maybe he's not considered the Bailim over here to have a Psul Shalei Lishma because he's not really having a Ritzeh from this Korban. This is the Safik of the Tiras HaKodesh. And the Chavetz Chaim over there, he says Misvara that Hu Adin is the Isser of being Mechashev of Shulin Shine Bailim also. And the Chazanish in Simen Aleph in Sifkayin Hey in the beginning of Zvachim over there also assumes that there is going to be a Psul Shine Bailim by this carbon that was already brought Shalei Lishma. And they both bring a raya, the Chavetz Chaim and the Chazanish, that it applies even by Shine Bailim. Because Tosfos, by us he says it Bekitzer, but in Tosfos in the beginning of Zvachim is Meirich, that the Mishnah, when it says the dinim of Shalei Lishma, include also Shine Bailim. Even though the whole Mishnah is talking about the Shalei Lishma of Shine Kodesh, but it also includes the Shalei Lishma of Shine Bailim. And Ibizai, the same dik the Gemara says that Lamali Lemisni Ella. And the Gemara says it's to tell us this din that Asher Lishnuyeba, that same dik we have by Shine Bailim. That if a person was Machash Shine Bailim, Kshirim Ella Shalayala Bailim Shem Chayva, which means it's you still Asher to do that same Shine again. So the Chavetz Chaim and the Chazanish both bring a raya from here that even by Shine Bailim there's an Isser. Now the Chavetz Chaim, when he says this, he says he bavar in zakash. He says even though the lashon of the Gemara is mashma, we're talking about shine kodesh because the lashon of the Gemara in the beginning of Zvachim is b'kedushasayu kaimi. Now b'kedushasayu kaimi, like we said earlier, means that it still has the kedushas oila. It didn't lose the kedushas oila. So the Chavetz Chaim is saying if there would be a tzad that it loses kedushas oila, that's only by shine kodesh. By Shina Kodesh, where you have an oil on your Mechashev L'Shem Shlamim, there would be a Havamina, maybe it turned into a Shlamim. By Shina Bailim, there's no such Havamina that it lost its original Kedusha. You just throw for a different Bailim, that's not going to change the Kedusha. So even though the Gemara's Mashma, we're talking about Shina Kodesh, Dr. Chavetz Chaim, Havapike and Misvara, who had been by Shina Bailim. The Gemara's Lav Dafka. So this is like we mentioned earlier from the Tiras HaKodesh, that's the pshat in the Gemara when it says B'kdush HaSayu Kaimi. So we have the Chavetz Chaim and the Chazanish both naming on that there will be an Isser to be Mechashev Shine Bailim. Now it's a dua that Rav Chatzkel Bramsky and the Briskerov had Mechtovim back and forth with each other. The Gabi the Shiloh. It's printed in the Lekutei HaGriz. Rav Chatzkel Bramsky wrote to the Briskerov that L'chayra, when the Gemara says Asul Shnuyeba, that means only an Isser of Shine Kodesh. But Shine Bailim would be Mutter. And he bases his Pshat on the Gemara in Zvachim and Davav, which we mentioned, that says that there's no Ritzah anymore for the Bailim. So if there's no Ritzah, then L'chayra, it doesn't pass Shine Bailim. This is what Rav Chatzkel Bramsky wrote to the Briskerov. The Briskerov answered back that there is a psol Shine Bailim. There is an Isser Shine Bailim, like we said over from the Chavetz Chaim and the Chazanish. And the Briskerov brings a raya from the Gemara in Nazir, on the Afmem Vavam and Beis, in Shitas Reb Shimon. The Reb Shimon Shita is that if you do Tiglachas for a Nazir, even on a Karban Nedava, it's a good Tiglachas. And the Gemara over there says that if someone Shechs a Karban Nazir Shalei Lishma, so even though it's Le'olu the Bailim Hashem Chayva, but since it's Kasher, Lefir Reb Shimon, if you do a Tiglachas on such a Karban, that would be a good Tiglachas. So Zog the Chazanish, you see there that there's still a Din Bailim in the Karban. If the Tiglachas is working for him, obviously it's his Karban. The Karban is Miyuchis to him. It has to be Shaykh to him, the Karban. So if the Tiglachas works, you see that he's the Bailim. If he's the Bailim, it could Pasol of Machshava of Shinei Kodesh. This is what the Briskerov brings as a raya to Rav Chaska Bramsky that there would be a psal shinek bailim on such a karbon. Now there's one more thing to mention on this memory of Rava, that oila sheshachta shalei l'shma, also lizek dama shalei l'shma, is the Rashba over here in the Asif HaSekeinim. There's a Pirish Chidushi Rashba, which is a big shiloh exactly who wrote it, but we take on that the Rashba wrote it. You can look in the Izvahadar Gemaras, they have in the back of the Gemara, the Asif HaSekeinim, they have a whole Akdama exactly, different Machlekes Achreinim, who exactly the author of this Chidushim is. But Akapanim, well, we'll call it for the Chidushi Rashba, over there he's Metayik Rashi. Rashi over here, when he says Asa L'Shnuyeba, Rashi says, also l'shnuye ba shine acher kegoinim avra v'kamza shalei l'shma, also l'ases koimitz b'kli shalei l'shma. He's medayik that Rashi's mashma, that this isser is only on the next avoida. That at first avoida that you did shalei l'shma, calls man you didn't finish that avoida, there's nothing wrong with continuing to be mechashiv shalei l'shma. It's only on the next avoida, that's where there's a problem of being mechashiv shalei l'shma. You have to know exactly why the Rashba didn't feel there's such a dik in the lashon of the Gemara, that it jumped to us, but Al-Kapanim, the Rashba is saying that the Isser is only on the next Avodah, this Avodah, there is no Isser. Now, the Chayr of the Pshat in the Rashba is that he understands a Machshava Shalei Lishma is not a paslus in the Karbon. What it is it's a paslus in the Avodah. If you do a Shchita or a Kemitza Shalei Lishma, that kmitza is a pasul kmitza. That shchita is a pasul shchita. So that's what the Rashba is saying. There's nothing wrong with again thinking shalei l'shma in that same avoida, because that avoida anyways is pasul. Your machshava shalei l'shma already ruined that avoida. So there's nothing wrong with continuing shalei l'shma. Only the next avoida is bekashrus. It never had any psul to it. So there's an iser to be mechashiv shalei l'shma. But in that first avoida, it doesn't matter because anyways that avoida is pasul. And we find this same chiddush in the Shita Mekubetzes in Zvachim Daf Dalet Amud Beis in Ois Yud. He also says that a machshava shalei l'shma passels the avoida. Like we're saying the Rashba's mavur, that it's a passless in the avoida and it doesn't passel the karban itself. Now l'chayr, this is all shaykh to say if we understand the gather of shalei l'shma, like we said over from Rav Elchanan. And the stapler, that when you mechashiv shalei l'shma, the paslus is, it's because it's missing the l'shma. That's what passels it. So the Rashba and the Shita are telling us that when you're missing l'shma, the avoida is not a good avoida. The avoida that you had a machshava shalei l'shma, that avoida was done without the machshava l'shma. So it doesn't passel the karbon, but it passels the avoida. And el chayr can't passel the karbon because you're missing l'shma, but there was nothing chal in the karbon to passel it. But if you learn like the Briskerov, that it's a machshava paiseles, what that means is that the machshava passels the karbon itself. Just like by pigle, the machshava passels the karbon. So l'chayra, we can't say like the Rashba. The Rashba is saying that since the avodah is passel, so it doesn't matter if you're mechashav against shalei l'shma, the feather Briskerov, it does matter, because every time you're mechashiv, that machshava is passeling the karbon. It's a machshava, again, that passels the karbon. Just because in this avoida, you're mechashiv once a machshava that passels the karbon, that doesn't give you a right to continue in this, to have a machshava that passels the karbon. So l'chayra, the Rashba and the Shita Mekubetzes are very clear, mashma, not like the Briskerov. Now the Gemara continues to be masber, the makar, for Rava's din, that you're also the shnuye. The Gemara says, Iba yisema svara, Iba yisema kra. Iba yisema svara, mishum de mishani bo kohani, lishni bo venezal. Once you made one shina, you can keep on going. Vada, it's pashad, it's also mitzvara. Iba yisema kra, moitzis vasecho tishmar, vasisa kasher nadar to lashem alikecho nedova. Nedova nedu. Kerle nedu, kerle nedova. The stira, well, is it a nether? Is it an endava? Ela im kemosh nedato siso yai nether. If you did it properly l'shma, then it's nether. Your yotza, your chiv. Vim lav. If you did it shalei l'shma, then you hay nedava. So the pasuk says it turns into nedava. When nedava mishari l'shmeiba. When nedava is also has the issur of shalei l'shma. So therefore, a carbon you already mechashiv shalei l'shma is like a regular nedava, and memelas asur to be mechashiv shalei l'shma. Now, how do we know that in the Dova is Asr to be Mechashiv Shalei L'shma? So Rashi over here by us on the top Amid Bey says that Vaksiv im Zevach Shlomim Karbonai. Now Rashi is referring to the Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Dalet, that the Gemara over there dashens that you have to have a machshava of lishma from these words, v'm zevach shlomim kabanei, that the zvicha has to be l'shem shlomim. This is Rashi by us. Rashi in Zvachim, in this same sugya on Daf Beis on Beis, the same Rashi over there, he says a different makar. He says the makar is because it says lo yichashev. And the sheet over here in Ois Aleph also brings down such a pshat. He says, "Also Amishar Lishnei Ba Pirish Haksiv Lo Yichashiv Karibay Lo Yichashiv." So L'chayer, there's a seemingly stira between Rashi by us that says the makar that a nedava is also to have a machshava shleil lishma is from the pasuk of Imzevach Shlamim Kabane, and Rashi in Zvachim on Daf Bei says it's also because of the pasuk of Lo Yichashiv. Now Rav Elchanan, in the Kovetz Shiurim, which we mentioned earlier, says that these two Rashis are l'chayra arguing what the gather of Shalei Lishma is. Rashi in Zvachim that says that Machshava Shalei Lishma is Nichlal and Lo Yechashev, that's because Rashi understands, like we said over from the Brisker Rav, that a Machshava Shalei Lishma is a Machshava Peiseles. It passes the carbon like pigol. So it's Nichlal and Lo Yechashev, which means don't have a Machshava Peiseles. That's what the pasuk says. Don't have a machshava peiseles. Rashi by us is saying that it's aser because there's a din l'shma, which Rashi is mashma that by being mechashav shalei l'shma, you're stirring the din l'shma. You're uprooting the din l'shma, and it's going to be karev shalei l'shma. But not that the machshava passels. It's just that it's felt. It's missing the din l'shma. This is what Rav Elchanan says. L'chayra, the stir and Rashi are going with two different mahalchim. Had to understand the gather of Shalei Lishma. Now, however, Lafi, what we said earlier from the stipler, that was Medayik Rashi and Zvachim, that the gather of the Psal Shalei Lishma is that the machshava you're thinking, that Shmoy is nitvas in the carbon, and through that it uproots the Shmoy that was until now in the carbon. So, L'chayra, we could say that that could also be Nichla and Lo'yichashev. Because the way it's working is also that it's through your machshava is being nitva something. It's not stam that you're missing l'shmai because you were thinking about a shlamim, so you're missing the l'shmai of a'ila. It's more than that. The machshava is chal, a machshava shlamim, and through that, it uproots the l'shmai of a'ila. So that can also be nichlan lo'yichashiv, that it's the machshava that's doing it. And it's not stam that the machshava causes that you didn't think l'shma. So akapanim, we could say, l'chayra, that these two Rashis aren't arguing in Gansin what the gather of Shalei Lishma is. Now the Brisker Rav, in his Sefer, in Perek Dalit, from Milchus Maisa Kabanis, in that same shtickel, he brings a raya to his Yesoid from Rashi by us. Because he asks Akasha, how could Rashi say that the Makar Anadova is also Lishnuyeba is because it says, Imzevach Shlomim Kabanai? L'chayra, all we see in that pasuk is that there's a mitzvah to be Mechashav Lishmai. And if you don't think Lishmai, or if you think Shalei Lishmai, you weren't Mekayim that mitzvah. The Gemara is mashma, we're looking for a makar that it's usr. Unedava mi shari lishnuyeba is mashma that is an isr. How do we see isr from the pasuk Rashi brings? All we see is that it's a zvicha has to be l'shem shlamim. How do you see that if you do otherwise, it's an isr? This is what the Brisker Rav asks. Bishlama Rashi and Zvachim lo yichashev is an iser. But Rashi by us, which just says that the zvicha has to be l'shem shlamim, where do you see that if you do it shaloi lishma, it's an iser? It's a bitul asay, but it's not an iser. So like the Brisker Rav, this is a raya to his yisoid, that the way shaloi lishma works is that it's a machshava peiseles. And therefore, Rashi was machriach, that if in the pasuk of imzevach shlamim karbonai, says that zvicha has to be don l'shmai. So al karchach, what that means is, it's like an isser asay, don't do shalei l'shmai. Because it can't mean kepshutoi, be mechashiv l'shmai, because like the Brisker Rav over there was meyasid, that the l'shmai of the karbon is built in, and stama l'shmai, and it's impossible to uproot that. A karbon is automatically karev l'shmai, there's no way to stop it. A shalei lishmai is a machshava peiseles. It doesn't shter the lishmai. It's just a machshava peiseles like pigol. The machshava itself passels. It doesn't take away from the lishmai. So the pasuk over here that says shetei zvicha l'shem shlamim,
im zemach shlamim karbane shete zvichel shem shlamim can't mean kapshutoy that you have to be mechashav l'shmai. It's built in. There's no need for you being mechashav l'shmai. So al karchach, what it means is there's an iser asay of do l'shmai. Don't think shalai l'shmai. So he's saying that Rashi is a makar tez yisoid because our Gemara is looking for a makar that it's machshav, that it's aser, and Rashi brings a pasuk chiyuvi. They have to have l'shma. It must be. Rashi understands that every shalai l'shma is machshava peiseles. So al bakarchach, when the Torah says it has to be l'shma, it doesn't mean kepshutai. There's a mitzvah to think l'shma. What that means is there's an iser to think shalai l'shma because that passes. So Rashi in Zvachim and Rashi by us in Menachos are both saying that together is a machshava peiseles. Rashi in Zvachim brings a lav of lo yichashiv, and Rashi by us brings an isra say of imzevach shlamim kabanei. We still have to understand why Rashi switched which pasuk he brings, but al kopanim they're both working the same way that a machshava shalei l'shma is a machshava peiseles. This is what the Brisker Rav says b'sifroi. Now there's another answer to this kasha, because the mitzvah eson in the back of the Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Beis, he asks that l'chayr these two Rashi's are a stira. What the makar for shalei l'shma, for the isser shalei l'shma is, and the mitzvah eson says that the two Rashi's are really being mashlim one another. They're working together. Rashi by Asim and Nachos is telling you, how do you know bechlal there's a din l'shma? Zok Rashi im zevach shlamim kabanei shteizvich l'shem shlamim. In this pasuk it says there's a mitzvah l'shma. Now that we know there's a mitzvah l'shmoi, memelo it's nichlal in the iser of layichashiv. Rashi couldn't say straight away it's aser because of layichashiv, because mehechetesi that this is nichlal in the pasuk of layichashiv. Rashi is telling us how we know there's a din l'shmoi, and once we know there's a din l'shmoi, then we automatically could figure out that it's nichlal layichashiv, which because we know that now if there's a din l'shmoi, shalai l'shmoi would passel. So, in other words, we're saying here, two mahalchim, and understand Rashi by us. The Brisker Rav is saying that Rashi by us is a makar b'fnei atzmai, even without lo yichashiv. Rashi is saying there's a isra say of being mechashiv shalei l'shma. And this is what he brought as a riot to call that it's machshava peiseles. Mashenkin, the mitzvah eitzin, is understanding that our Rashi also has to come onto lo yichashiv. And this could be work well if with the way Rav Elchanan is understanding that it's not a machshava peiseles. The pshat in shalei l'shma is that we're missing the akrav of l'shma. All Rashi means is that there's taka din l'shma, and once there's a din l'shma, memela it's nichlal in the pasuk of leichashav, like Rashi says in the beginning of Zvachim. And now let's see the Gemara weiter. The Gemara says on the top of Amud Beis, leima masnisin delikir Reb Shimon. The Tanya Reb Shimon oime. So Shimon is saying, you saw that a machshava, the minkara, doesn't pass. It's kosher lechatchila. It's alul lebaylam shem chayva. So Reb Shimon, avol bezvachem eino kein. Shchit achas lekulan, zvik achas lekulan, mekabel achas lekulan. By Zvachim, they all have the same avoida, so it's not nicker which carbon you're being ayvid. So there, machshava could either make le'olul b'ad l'shem chayiv, or it can make that it passes. But by Menachos, where it's minkara, so then the machshava doesn't pass l'b'chlal, and it could even be olul l'b'ad l'shem chayiv. So that's not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that by Menachos also there's a din of le'olul, or by Menachos Chayit and Menachos Chanois, it could even be passel. This is what the Gemara's kasha. Now Tosfos over here asks on this brayso, the brayso says that shchit achas lekulon, zrika achas lekulon, kabel achas lekulon. Tosfos asks that we know shitas Reb Shimon in Zvachim on Daf Yud Gimel is that by halacha machshava doesn't passel. There's four avodas in a carbon: shchita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. Halacha is machlekes Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan if machshava passels. Reb Shimon shita is that since you can be mevatel halacha, you don't have to do it bechlal. You could shech the carbon b'tzad ha-mizbeach and skip the avodah se'elacha. So memela, even when you do the avodah se'elacha, it doesn't have a chashivas of an avodah, and machshava doesn't passel. And Tosfos is medayik. That's why in this braisa, which is Reb Shimon talking, it leaves out the avodah of elacha. It doesn't say elacha achas l'kulon, because elacha le Reb Shimon never passels even by zvachim. Now, frak Tosfos l'chayra by Menachos, Reb Shimon should argue even by Kabbalah. Because the Gemara later on Daf Chavav says that Reb Shimon holds, you don't have to do Kabbalah. Ayin Sham in the Sugya, the Achreinim over here, Amazbir, that Tosfos is asking in Shiloh, the Shitas Reb Yehuda, Reb Reb Chia over there, who says, B'das Reb Shimon, that Bala Oivda B'yad, Oivda B'yamin K'chatos. Bala Oivda B'kli, Oivda B'smol K'asham. Which means that there's two ways you could bring a mincha. Either that you could do that avodas biyad, but then you have to do it biyamin with your right hand. Or you could do it in a kli, but then it's mutter to do even b'smol in your left hand. Now, Fractalisvis, if we see when you do it with your right hand, you could skip Kabbalah. And when you do it with your left hand, you need to do Kabbalah. It's avodas afshalavatla. So l'chayra Reb Shimon should argue by Kabbalah also that it should never passel Kabbalah by Menachos. And the Brei says mashma that the only reason why it doesn't passel is because it's a machshava d'minkara. Or we'll see b'hemshach asugya that the Amoraim give different akimtos where even Reb Shimon would agree that it passels by Kabbalah. L'chayra, this is Tosfos kasha, it should be like halacha that it's efshel levatla and machshava shouldn't passel. Now the Achreinim, the Kerenoira, the Sfas Emes, the Biskurov and Stanzlos, they all speak out that this Tosfos is a chiddush. Because we could have understood that the Reb Shimon holds by halacha, machshava doesn't passel because it's a avodas efshel levatla. Over there the pshat is that you could skip halacha in Gansen. You don't have to do halacha. You could have shechted b'tzad ha-mizbeach. Now you punked shechted a little further and you have to do halacha. But since the karbon didn't need avodas halacha b'chlal, that doesn't have a chashivas for a machshava to passel. However, over here by Menachos, there's really two tracks. Either you could do the avodas b'yad, or you could do the avodas b'kli. There's two tracks. And when you do it with the kli, it needs to have Kabbalah. If you do it with your left hand, it's required to have a Kabbalah, and if you're missing a Kabbalah, it's possible. So maybe this is not considered efshel levatla, because now that you pick this track, that you're doing with the kli and with your small, then you have to have a Kabbalah. It's part of the avodas, and it's necessary. Without that, it'll be possible. By halacha, it never needs it. Only you punked made in a way that you're going to have halacha, but the karbon never needs halacha mitzad dine karbon. Mashenkin over here, mitzad dine karbon, it needs Kabbalah when you're doing this oifen of bringing the mincha. This is what they point out. But Tosfos understood that since Lamaisa there's a way to get around this avodah, you could do another track. You could bring the mincha biyad in your yamin and then skip over Kabbalah. That also should make that this Kabbalah is not chashev enough to have a machshava b'selas. Al Koponim, it's Mavur and Tosfos that he understands the Gemara later in Daf Chavav that when you do it with small, you have to have a kli, means you have to have a kiddush kli, you have to have Kabbalah. This is also the Biskirov brings from Rashi and Daf Yudam Abeis, and also later in Daf Chavav, where Rashi also says like this. Rashi also is Mavur that when you do it with small, you need to have Kabbalah later in Shimon. The Biskirov brings the Tosefta that L'chayro is Muchach that you don't need a kli for Kabbalah. When the Braisa says, Bala Oivda b'smol, Bala Oivda b'kli, Oivda b'smol, that kli just means from the Akhtara. You have to be makter it from a kli. But you don't have to do Kabbalah with a kli. Ayin Sham in the Biskrav and Stencils, he brings a riot from the Tosefta. Now the Tiras HaKodesh, he says it misvara. He says, how could Tosefta understand that you need to have a kli when you do it b'smol, if we see when you do it with your yamin, you don't have to have a kli Kabbalah b'chlal? So behechrach it's muchach that Reb Shimon Shita is you don't need Kabbalah by mincha. So huadin when you're doing it b'smol you shouldn't need Kabbalah. We can't be mechalik that when you're being over b'yamin then you don't need Kabbalah. When you're being over b'smol you do need Kabbalah. That's not mistavro. If we see from yamin there's no din Kabbalah, it must be zok to the teres hakodesh. When you do it b'smol also there's no din Kabbalah. That Reb Shimon says you're being over b'kli, that just means the akhtara. Like the Briskerov brings a raya from a tesefta to this malach. But like upon him, it's not like Tosfos that understands that when you're doing it by yamin, you don't need Kabbalah. And when you're doing it by small, you do need Kabbalah. This is the taino of the Taras HaKodesh and Briskerov. That l'chayra, there's no din Kabbalah b'chlal by mincha l'shitas Reb Shimon. Now, what we see in the Tzayin Kachim, l'chayra punk vaket. Because the Tzayin Kachim over here on Tosfos says that l'chayra Tosfos kasha not shver. Tosfos is asking that Kabbalah is also efshel levatla because you could do a biyamin. So like the Tzayin Kachim, when you do a biyamin, that's also Kabbalah. When the koimetz is sitting in your hand, that is gufa avodas Kabbalah. So But you mean there's also Kabbalah. It's not Afshel Avatlo. When you do it b'kli, then you're being Kabbalah, the Kabbalah b'kli. When you do it b'yad, with your yamin, then the Kabbalah is taking place when it's in your yad. But both times, there's Avodas Kabbalah. So there's always Kabbalah. The Tayez HaKodesh and the Biskarov were saying that L'chayra, we should never need Kabbalah. There's no din Kabbalah b'chlal. And we said that Tayez HaKodesh was said in Misvara because we can't be mechalik between Avodah b'yamin and Avodah b'smal. We see in the Tzayin Kach and Fakert that it always needs Kabbalah. And the Chayra is Hechrech was good for this taina that we can't be mechalik between when you're doing it with yamin or when you're doing it with small, and therefore he's taking on that there's always Kabbalah, and when you're doing it biyad, that's good for Kabbalah. That is sitting in your hand is Kabbalah. So there's a tremendous machlekes here. Tosfos is understanding that there's two tracks. When you're doing it biyamin, then you skip over Kabbalah, but when you're doing it biyamin, then there's a din Kabbalah with a kli. And that's why Tosfos asks that it's L'chayra, Efshel Levatla, and Reb Shimon should argue even by Kabbalah. The Tayez HaKodesh is saying that like Reb Shimon, there's never a din Kabbalah because they have both tracks. When you're doing b'yamin or when you're doing it b'smol, it has to have the same dinim. And if we see that when you do it b'yamin, there's no din Kabbalah, so who adin when you do it b'smol, there's no din Kabbalah. And when it says you need a kli, that's only referring to the Akhtara. The Tzayin Kachem saying Fakert, according to Reb Shimon, you always need Kabbalah. Because just like we see when you're doing it b'smol, you need Kabbalah, because that's what it means with kli, that you have to do Kabbalah. Who I didn't when you do your main, there's Kabbalah, and that kufa, the sitting in your hand, that's kufa, and avoid the Kabbalah. So this is a very sadistic machloikas here, in the sheet of Reb Shimon. Is there a din Kabbalah b'chlal, and could we be mechalik between yamin and smol? Now on the taina of the Tzayin Kachim, that he says that when it's in your hand, that's kufa, or avoid the Kabbalah, the Kerenera says, ain't a move on. He doesn't understand how could that be considered Kabbalah. In fact, the Kohen Ora, Hai Kemitzahu. When it's sitting in your hand, that's a hemshech of the Avodah of Kemitzah. You just made a Maisa Kemitzah, now the Mincha is sitting in your hand. That's a continuation of the Avodah of Kemitzah. That's not Avodah Kabbalah. How could the Tzayin Kachem say that that's considered an Avodah Kabbalah? This is what the Kohen Ora asks. Chayra, the Tzayin Kachem understood that the Avodah Kabbalah, the Avodah of Kemitzah is already Nigmar. Once you pick up and you separate the kaimitz from the shirayim, it's already nigmar davidas Kabbalah, and now it could be considered Kabbalah. But the Kohen Ora says no. The Chayra, it's all a hemshach of kemitzah, and there is no Kabbalah. To have a Kabbalah, you have to do a new ma'isa to be mekabelit. So this is what the Kohen Ora has shver with the Tzayin Kachem. Rak upon him, what we see from the Tzayin Kachem is that it's considered a Kabbalah. This sitting in the hands of Kabbalah, and he holds you need Kabbalah. And like we said, the Tayez HaKodesh and the Biskarov and the Kohen Ora also, they understand that there is no din Kabbalah b'chlal according to Reb Shimon. And now let's go right in the Gemara. The Gemara further on in the Amid asks the Stira, Rami de Reb Shimon ad Reb Shimon. Because Reb Shimon, which we quoted earlier, says that a machshava de minkara, that you're saying sheker, doesn't pass on. And the Gemara now brings a braisa that says, Reb Shimon ayim kohedesh kadoshim yikachatos ka'asham, yesh mehem kachatos, yesh mehem ka'asham. Minchas choy de arei kachatos, lefika chamza shalei lishma psula, kachatos. Minchas nadav arei ka'asham, lefika chamza shalei lishma kshiru ka'asham. Ma ka'asham, ka'asham ein merata, minchas nadav ha'kshiru ein merata. So here you see Reb Shimon holds that by mincha gufa, there is a paslos of shalei lishma. And on the top of the Amid, he said that since it's a machshava de minkara, it doesn't pass the b'chlal. So the Gemara brings down the Teretz of Rabbah that says, Loi kasha, kam b'shine kodesh, kam b'shine b'ilem. Shine kodesh, where there it's minkara that you're saying sheker, so there it doesn't pass. By shine b'ilem, where it's not minkara, so then it does pass. This is what a Rabbah answered. So the Gemara says, Amalei Abaye, Abaye asked Rabbah, Michti, machshava de paso yachmane keshahu. Like Rashi says, we were makish menachos to shlamim. That's the makar that is a psul shalei lishma by menachos. So if it's a hekish, mali shina kodesh, mali shina bailim, how could we be mechalik shina kodesh and shina bailim? If shina kodesh doesn't passel, who are then shina bailim shouldn't passel? So Amalei, Rabbi answered back, myself, mechichen, the ka'amar Reb Shimon svarahi. The Reb Shimon darish time of the kra. Reb Shimon darish time of the kra. So we have to understand what exactly is the Shaka Vitaria between Abaye and Rabbah. Abaye asks that we can't be Mechalik. We can't be Mechalik Shina Kodesh and Shina Bailim because it's a Hekesha. And Rabbah answered, no, since Reb Shimon Dashan's time of the Kra, we could be Mechalik. What exactly was Abaye asking? L'chayra, We know the time of Rabbi is because Rav Shimon holds Mechshav de Minkra doesn't pass, and that only passes by Shina Kodesh. So in the Chiddush Rashba, he's mazma the Gemara that Abaya held that we're learning out from a Hekesh. We're learning out of Hekesh Menachos from Shlomim. Abazoi, we should learn out just like by Shlomim, there's no Chilek Shina Kodesh and Shina Bailim. So too by Menachos, we can't be Mechalek Shina Kodesh and Shina Bailim. If by Shina Kodesh it doesn't passel, who are then Shina Bailim can't passel? Medina Hekesh, we have to say that they have the same din, and they shouldn't passel. We can't be Mechalek since it's a Hekesh. This is what Abai is asking Rabba, that you can't be Mechalek because it's a Hekesh, even though there's a Svara to be Mechalek, but since we're coming from Shlomim, and over there there's no Chilek, here also we can't be Mechalek. That was Abai's Kasha. To this, Rabba answered that Rav Shimon is dashing time of the Kra, that Machshava de Minkra, Pasul Rachmana, Machshava de Loi Minkra, Pasul Rachmana, Machshava de Minkra, Loi Pasul Rachmana, he means to say that since it's a time of the Kra, it's not limited only to Menachos. By Zvachim also, such a Chilek would be Shayach. If we would find the Metzias of a Machshava de Minkra by Zvachim, that would also not Pasul. It's not a Svar that we have only by Menachos, it's Shayach also by Zvachim. So therefore, you can't say, just like Shlomim were not Mechalek, so too by Menachos were not Mechalek. Because if we would find a Chilek, such a case by Zvachim, that it's a Machshava de Minkra, we would be Mechalek by Shlomim itself. So who had been by Menachos, we can be Mechalek. So it comes out, there's a Yisraelistic Machlekas here, in how to make a Hekish. Abaye understood that since by Shlomim, Lemaisa, there is no Chilek, so even though it's only a Matziastic problem that it's not Shaykh such a case by Zvachim where it's Machshava de Minkara, because over there, Shchit Achas Lekulon, Kabbal Achas Lekulon, Zuk Achas Lekulon, it's not Shaykh. But Lemaisa, since we find that there is no Chilek, we can learn that out now to Menachos, that by Menachos also there is no Chilek. We can't be Mechalek between Shina Kodesh and Shina Bailim. Rabba's answering, no, since by Shlomim, it's not Be'etzem a Din that they have to be the same. It's just that's the way it worked out because it's not Shaykh and Metzias otherwise. But since it's not Be'etzem a problem, because this Din of Machshav of the Mikra passes even by Zvachim, it's passes such a Svara. So in Bezoi, who are Din, we can learn out to Menachos that there could be such a Chilek. It's not a problem if there's a Chilek by Menachos because by Zvachim also, Be'etzem is Shaykh such a thing. This is the Mahalach of the Rashba. The Briskerov, and the stencils over here, he's masber differently. He says that Abaye understood that this that Rav Shimon said, Machshava de Minkara, it wasn't a Svara. He held that it was a Pircha. He held that a Machshava de Minkara is less of a Chashivas of a Machshava. It's not the same Darga of Machshava like a regular Machshava de Loi Minkara. So therefore it's a Pircha. We can't learn out from Zvachim to Menachos, because by Menachos, this Machshava is not as strong as the Machshava. So, Frekta Bayo, if it's a Pircha, L'chayra, it's a Michti, it's a Hekesh, the Limur from Menachos to from Zvachim. So, if it's a Hekesh, Emesh even al Hekesh. You can't have a Pircha by Hekesh. So, to this, Rabbi answered, it's not Stam a Pircha, like a Bayasua. It's more, it's Taima the Kra. It's Be'etam a Svara. So Mimele, even though we're making a Hekesh, but Lamaisa, this Svara, we're going to take over now to Menachos, and Mimele will apply it. By Shina Kodesh, where you have the Svara, it won't passel. By Shina Bailim, where you don't have the Svara, it would passel. It's not a Pircha that Abizai, we can't learn out Zvachim from Menachos, and we're going to be Mechalik Beinem. It's not a Pircha, it's Be'etzem, and therefore, we learn it out to Zvachim, to Menachos also, even though it's a Hekesh, we can still be Mechalik this Nekuda. Now just to one more ara before we end over here, is Rashi in the Ramaskal of Machshava de Minkara. Rashi sticks in that Hach Machshava de Kachim Hoitzaz Dibur Bepeu. This is a big nidin in the Rishonim and Taisvis and Baba Metzia, in the beginning of Zvachim, he's Meramis to. When we have a Machshava of Shalei Lashma, does that mean a Machshava or you need to have a Dibur? It only passes if you have a Dibur. So Rashi is saying over here, it's a Dibur. Machshava itself wouldn't pass. You need to have a Dibur. The Shaila is, why is Rashi sticking this in over here, in the middle of the sugya? Where does this come in over here? If Rashi wants to tell us, Stam, that the Machshava has to be B'dibur, he should have told us right away in the beginning of the Masechta, you have to have a Dibur. Why is he sticking it in over here? So if you look in the Shita Mekubetzes, in Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Gimel Mer Beis, over there he also handles does machshava shelo lishma have to have a dibur or not? And he brings our Rashi, and what he says is that our Gemara gufa is mavur that you need a dibur and it's not enough with machshava, because our Gemara is talking about the svara of Reb Shimon of machshava de minkara. Now b'hemshach hasugya on daf gimel, it's mavur that machshava de minkara is not stam if be'etzem it's clear that he's lying. Machshava de minkara is tali in what people think. The Gemara says it's mavor that it's telling what people think. So if it's telling what people think and what people see, then obviously it has to be done b'dibur. Because if it's just b'machshava ba'alma and mechayra, people can't tell that it's machshava of sheker. The only way it could be minker to people is only if it's taka b'dibur. This is what the raya of from Asug is, and that's why Rashi said it over here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.